Hallelujah. Let's turn over to John 14. We've been there for several weeks now. Thank you, Lord. God is so good to us. Boy, He's good to us. He's good. He's good. Oh, He's good. The more you serve Him, just gets better and better. Hallelujah. So faithful. So good. John 14, verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. John 14. Everybody there?
Yes.
It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Amen. If Jesus is going to prepare a place for us, it's got to be a nice place.
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't do anything second class.
That's right.
Hallelujah. While we're on this earth, we don't need to think small. We serve a big God.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
If we're doing the Lord's work, He does stuff first class.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah?
No.
No, He does stuff first class. He's a big God. And we're His children. He takes care of His family.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He doesn't mind you having stuff as long as that stuff doesn't have you. You know, somebody said one definition of a God is what determines what you do. You know, do certain things in your life determine how you spend your time? Then that might be a God in your life.
Yeah.
But if God determines how you spend your time, that means He's truly your Lord, truly your God. You didn't care about any stuff. It's just things to get His job done.
Yeah.
He'll give us whatever we need. He doesn't mind us having nice stuff. As long as that stuff, we don't get distracted and we start going after that, and that determines what we do. You see that all through the Bible. Not preaching on that today, but it's good anyway. Hallelujah. Verse 3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, and where I am, that where I am, there you may be also." We've been talking about let not your heart be troubled. And we know that there are opportunities for our heart to be troubled. If there weren't, Jesus wouldn't say, "Let not your heart be troubled." Because there would never, you know, once you became a Christian, that wasn't an issue, then we would just put it on autopilot, float through life easy, and, you know, everything just flowery beds of ease. No problem. But that's not the way life is. Even if you are born again and serving God, there still is stuff that comes our way. Still, there's trials, but that doesn't mean those trials need to stop us. Just because there's temptation doesn't mean we have to get off track.
Right.
But they're there. We don't deny them, and we don't act like nothing ever happens to us. That's not true. If we're on this earth, we're going to have stuff. But just because we have stuff, we don't have to get upset about it.
Amen.
Amen. We can still be at peace in the middle of the storm. Like we were singing this morning. That's awesome.
Yeah.
If we'll hold to Him, doesn't matter what's happening. If we'll hold to Him and what He said, He'll bring us through it all. He doesn't send it. It just happens that way. We live in a fallen world, period. There is a devil. There is a devil. There is a fallen earth. There is a world system. And we have all these to contend with as Christians. We're going upstream. It's like you're walking upstream in a river. There's a current taking you the other way. And we just need to keep going in His strength and go forward. Let's turn over to Romans 8, 28. Thank you, Lord. Now, we've been spending, this is, I think, our fifth week on this. If you've missed some of those, haven't heard some of those messages, we're not going to recap everything, but they're good. They're online. That's why they're there. You know, if you have a phone that can get on the internet, you can just listen to those right on your phone, or, you know, they're all MP3s, so you can get them however. But I encourage you, listen. That's why they're there. If you miss something, go back and get it.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, if you come here consistently and this is your church, you just missed a meal. If for some reason you can't be, you want to get caught up on that, because that's something that God, that was for you. Don't take it lightly. It's not just, well, I missed church. No, it's you want to hear from God. You don't want to hear from me. Believe me, you don't want to hear just my opinions on everything. You want to hear the Lord. And He ordained the church so that we could get fed by Him, and He knows what we need. So if we miss a meal, pick it up. Get it. Don't miss out. That's for us. And if you need to just, you hear something, you need to hear it again, go back and listen to it again. Sometimes you listen to it 2-3 times. It's good. Thank you, Lord. Verse 28, Romans 8, 28. Says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Let's go through this a little bit. Verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things work together for good. Does that mean God sent everything? No. It means things that even if in the hardships, in the troubles, if you'll stay on God's side, He'll turn it right around and turn it as a weapon in your life. He'll turn it right around and He'll use it. What the devil meant for evil, He'll turn it right around and turn it for good. Yeah. This is good to know when you're going through one of those times that doesn't look so good. You know, when you're on the smooth sailing, then it's like, oh yeah, okay. Ah, everything does look like it's working together for good. But it's when the winds are blowing, when stuff is happening, and it comes to all of us. Make no mistake, the devil will say, you're the only one. Nobody has ever experienced anything like this, and it's because of your stupid behavior that you're experiencing. That's what he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
He's a liar.
Hallelujah. We'll get to it. But over in 1 Peter, we're not going to turn there. Don't turn there right now. But over in 1 Peter, it says that these trials are experienced by your brethren all over the world. Everybody's going through the same stuff. The devil will tell you that you're the only one. Boy, nobody is. And he'll do it both ways. He'll try to beat you down, but also say, man, nobody has ever gone through this like you have. You're special. He'll try to puff you up like that. Boy, you sure have a call on your life, because ain't nobody gone through this stuff. That's not true. He just tried that on 15 people the last, 10 minutes. He's such a liar. He's a known liar. So anything that he says, you just automatically just dismiss it, because he's a liar. You don't believe it. Half the time we get accused with stuff and we're like, oh, gosh, I guess that's true. And where's it coming from? If it's the devil and you can identify that, what should you do? You drop it. This is not true. This is coming from a liar. You can't say anything true. How do you identify the devil? This will help you. Anything that is doubt or discouragement is the voice of the enemy.
That's true. Very good.
I'm going to say that again. Because sometimes we say, is that me? Is that God? I don't know. Because some people think God's beating them up left and right. He's not. If you hear something that brings doubt or discouragement to you, it is the devil. It is Satan. He's called the adversary. He's called the accuser.
Amen.
He is the opponent. If you have anything that makes you go, I thought I was doing a good job, but yeah, maybe that meeting didn't go so well at work today. And yeah, that guy probably did think that about me, and that was a stupid thing to say. And you start going down that, what's that doing to you? Causing you to be discouraged, causing you to doubt? Right there, filter ought to say, ding, 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 devil.
Yeah.
It really is this straightforward.
Yeah.
We muddy it up. We'll start saying, I just don't know, man. I feel down today. I don't feel like doing anything. I just kind of feel like I have a down day.
Hello.
We ought to recognize that and say, wait a minute. That's not for a child of God. I'm not supposed to be down. I'm not supposed to be discouraged. Wait a minute. Somebody's trying to get me down and discouraged. Who would that be? Let me think. Oh, I do have an opponent in this earth. Wait a minute. I'm not going to take that. And really, this goes on every day. And if you've had thoughts of doubt and discouragement, you're not alone. Everybody in here has. Now, what you do with it is a different thing. That doesn't mean we have to yield to it. And we have stuff come at us every day in all kinds of areas, and the enemy is trying to get you to yield. Give in. Give in to it. He say it, he brings you something, and he puts it at you. See if you're going to take it. Man, I feel like I'm losing my mind. You say, if you bite on that, man, I just can't remember anything. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Yeah. He'll take you up on that. Oh, man, you better get that checked. I don't know. You haven't remembered anything. Yeah, that's right. I can't remember anything. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably a serious condition. He'll just jump right on you. What should your response be? No. No. No, my mind's sharp. I have the mind of Christ. Shut up. I have a good mind. He'll just tempt you in every area, and he'll probe the perimeter. He'll try to come in here. Oh, not, that's not going to work. Okay. Let's see if I can get in over here.
Yeah.
Try to probe your marriage. Nope. Short up there. All right. How about your job? How about the relationship with your boss? Let's see if we can get in there. Nope. All right. How about your health? What's that feeling in your head? Aneurysm. No. It's not an aneurysm. Get out of here. Migraine. He'd go right down on. I think you're having a stroke. What? He'd just go on down the line. What's he doing? Looking for something that you're going to bite on. That's what he does. Does this sound familiar to anybody?
Yeah.
Man, you have a pain somewhere. The worst possible thing. He'll bring that to your mind. It's cancer. It's something. And it's nothing. It's you lifted a box the day before and you did it wrong or something. He's such a liar.
Yep.
This is how he operates, though. What's he trying to get us to do? Bite. Bite on it. But if we just recognize his voice and say, nah, no, not going to do that. You don't have to have a conversation with the devil. Don't get me wrong. He is whipped. Yeah. We give the devil way too much credit. He is scared of us. And so if we'll just say, shut up, and go on to praising God. You don't have to have a prolonged thing. Or the best thing is, just ignore him, too.
Yeah.
Now, if he's harassing you, you need to tell him to do something, you say, shut up and get out of here in the name of Jesus. He's got to go.
Yeah.
He has to go. But, you know, if he just keep yapping on, just, if you can let him yap all day, just go on praising God. That's a good way. Just start thanking God. God, I thank you that you're a good and merciful God, and I'm just going to have an awesome day. You look around, he's gone. You don't want to hang around that stuff. He doesn't want to hear you praising God. He's trying to get you to bite on his stupid stuff. And if you won't do it, he's going to go off to somebody else. Now, he'll be back.
Yep.
Make no mistake, he's persistent. He will be back.
Yep.
Hallelujah. How did we get all the way over here? I don't even know. And we know all. So in the rough times, we're talking about all things working together for the good. And that we don't have to be troubled in any of them. If we'll just know that God is working all things out for my good all the time. Doesn't matter. This looks bad. But the Bible said he's working it out. It'll come out well. You watch. If we'll know that, then in the middle of everything, we won't come apart and saying, oh no, what's going on? God, where'd you go? What's going on? I don't understand. I thought this was going to happen, and I thought this, and but, and what? And you get all trouble. But if we'll know, God's not going anywhere. He was here before I got here, and he's not going anywhere. Just because I showed up and had a little bit of trouble, he hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I'm having some trouble. So what? How many people can we open the Bible and look about? They had much more trouble than we did. Might have complained half as much. Sometimes is what we end up doing. They had more trouble. We can see people going through stuff, and that's just life here. But if we'll know, we can come through. If we're on God's side, we're coming through. And it will work out.
Amen.
for our good. So just a couple of these words. When we're talking about when it says, and we know that all things work together for the good. That work together, kind of like synergy, like when things come together for a greater good. You never heard that? Kind of a buzzword in times, you know, synergistic or whatever. That means what you together, you and somebody else, or processes together, whatever, can accomplish more than just one person alone or how you could do separately. It means from together, the words that mean together and to work. And so it means to cooperate, to help, to collaborate. So when it says all things are working together, they're joining together, they're synergistic to work for what? For good. Just physical and moral good that produce benefits, that is. Used of persons, things, acts, conditions. It means just good, good stuff. So everything is working jointly.
Yeah.
Joining together to work for my good. So that means stuff starts happening. Just going to get better. Watch this. It's like these things come at you and you just take them and absorb them and throw them back that much more powerfully. The stuff that the devil tries to bring on you, if you're victorious through it, you can help other people and show them the way.
That's right. Right.
You can help your children so that they never have to deal with that. They know how to overcome. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those... Do we love God? Everybody in here, that we love God. We qualify. We are the children of Almighty God. And we love Him. It says all things. We know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. That word purpose is from before and a place. It means a setting forth. The word suggests a deliberate plan, a proposition, an advance plan, an intention, a design. That means God purposed beforehand for us to do something. Every one of us. He has a purpose and a plan for us. Something He's designed, He set forth. And everything that goes on is going to work good, is going to work good in our life, work together for good according to His purpose. Now, if we know this, remember, we're talking about letting not our heart be troubled. If we know that coming in, something doesn't look good, but we keep it in the back of our mind that, wait a minute, everything, I don't care what it is going to work together and collaborate for my good according to His purpose. That can put a pep back in your step. We can get excited in the midst of trouble. Not because of it, not that we want to go through it, but we say, even this, this will pass and I'm going to come out stronger.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stronger when I get done. That is a key to knowing. If you know you'll come through and God is still on the throne, that helps you not be troubled. That helps you stay relaxed. That helps you stay at peace.
That's right.
Can you be at peace in the middle of all a horrible storm? Yes, we can.
Yep.
Yes, we can. We can be strong in the middle. Why? Because we're not our... If we just look in the natural, sometimes we could get depressed and discouraged. But if we'll look at God and the fact that before I even showed up on this earth, He had a plan for me, and that plan is not going to be derailed. If I love Him and I'm going after Him and I'm giving in to Him, nothing can stop me.
That's right.
Nothing. Do you see what that does to you just even hearing that right now?
Yeah.
Just a peace. It's just like a calm, a settling. Just like, you just like, chink, something just locked in.
Amen.
I'm not moving anywhere. I'm going through. Doesn't matter what it looks like. You just got settled. Peace. Stuff comes in next week, week after. No. This is all going to work together for my good. We said this a couple weeks ago. Everything is working together for my good and for God's glory. That's a good thing just to keep saying over and remind yourself. Everything is working together for my good and for God's glory.
Amen.
And that's what He'll do over and over in life. If we'll just stay on His side, not give in to the enemy's schemings, not giving in to his thoughts, He's trying to get us to be troubled. Why? There might be some troubling things. But if we start yielding to Him and start giving in to what He says and actions that He puts in our minds, We're setting ourselves up to go off track.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. He wants us to give in to him, so we'll be fretting. And when you're fretting, like we talked about a few weeks ago, you can't think clearly. You do dumb stuff. You could be totally fine. Everything is going fine. But you can get in a frenzy because of what something looks like. And totally, your answer is on the way. Everything is about to happen. And you go off. You just get too frazzled and you say, I can't take it anymore. And your answer was right here. Your answer was right. It was coming. It was right here. And you're saying, where's God? I don't know. I don't see. I can't. And when the pressure is that high, that's often a sign that your answer is close.
That's right. That's right.
I've seen it happen over. Why is the devil messing with you?
Because
that bad.
Yeah.
It's not working. Where's God? He's not going to come through. Why is all this stuff coming? Because something's probably working. If it's not working, why is he messing with you? Just let you run into the wall. Because you're already done. No, he's trying to get us to give in. And when the answer is almost there, to get us to miss it. We're going for the pass, and the pass is coming. He wants us to go, oh, forget it. Ball just goes right there. This is what happens. He wants. How does this happen? He wants you to get troubled. He wants you to get off to think on the wrong things. He wants to deceive you. But if we'll keep in mind that God isn't changing, he's always the same, and everything, it's working together for my good and his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's turn over to Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 91, verse, let's go to verse 14. It says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. That sounds similar. If all things work together for those who love him, what is he saying? Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will. Is there any uncertainty there? No, he said, I will deliver him. This is the Almighty. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Thank God. If we know his name and we're in his family, he takes care of us. He said he would. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him.
Yeah.
I will be with him on sunny days only. Remember, Andrew Wabeck told the story of it. You know, you guys have heard some of this. A minister that never wanted to fly. Never wanted to go up in an airplane. And somebody asked him why. He said, the Lord said, lo, I will be with you always. He didn't say in the air. So he, anyway. But he said, I will be with you in trouble. In the middle of trouble. He's there. Don't ever forget that. The enemy will do his best to make you think God's left you out. Anybody ever felt like that? Where's God? Where's God in this situation? I stepped out and where's God? I thought I was... Those are accusing thoughts. Who are they accusing? They're accusing God. Where are they coming from? The enemy? They're the devil. Those are discouraging, doubt-filled thoughts. And the devil's trying to get you to point your guns at God because he knows if he can get you to do that, you don't have any help. You just backed right into his trap. No, God is with you in trouble. He said he would. This is the Bible we're reading, right? I will be with him in trouble. When you're in trouble, sometimes you just say, God's with me. He said he would. He's with me in trouble. He is on my side right now. He said, I will deliver him and honor him. I'll deliver him and I'll honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. If the devil ever said, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to take you out early, say, uh-uh, I'm not satisfied yet. The Bible says that with long life, he will satisfy me. He's a liar. Again, he can't just... If he's going to take us out, why didn't he do it yesterday? Right. He's so powerful. Why wait till today? He can't. He can't unless you yield to him. What's he trying to get you to do? Start being afraid and do some dumb stuff so you can go right into his trap? That's all he's trying to do. He knows if you stand up and say, nope, I'm living long. Right. Hide and watch, buddy. I'm going on through this life. He can't take you out. He cannot. Can't take your children out either. This stuff going on, I talk to people. These shootings and things. You talk to people, they're like, well, we can't do anything about it. I mean, we just... That's what's so scary about it. No, oh yeah, we can. We're children of God. Ain't nobody that's yielding to the devil going to take my kids out. Ever.
Amen.
There's angels protecting them.
Right.
They're not going to be taken out by somebody that's completely yielding to the devil and trying to... No, will not happen ever.
Amen.
How can you be certain? God promised me this. And he promised you it. And we need to take it. And when the devil tries to bring fear to us, say, no, I'm not taking it. You take your junk somewhere else.
That's right.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. He is a good God. He is always on our side. He doesn't check out once in a while. He never sleeps. He doesn't check out. He's not like gone tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I was off. Sorry. You were in trouble? Sorry. Just going to get some coffee. I missed it. I'll get you next time. No, God Almighty does not sleep and he doesn't fail like men do. He's there all the time. So we ought to just look to him and say, God, you're with me. I know that can be hard. That can be hard. You go through some stuff, you feel like just not being calm. You feel like letting into your emotions. We can go through some very pressure-filled situation. But the key to getting out and to not letting our heart be troubled is to put our focus right back on him. If we'll just keep back on him and say, no, God, you're with me right here. And just see him. He said he would be with me, so he's here. But I don't feel him. Nobody said anything about feelings. Doesn't matter if you can feel it. You can't smell or feel carbon monoxide, but it'll kill you. Well, God is just the opposite. It doesn't matter if you feel him or not. We go by feelings so many times we miss God.
Yeah.
If you're led by your flesh, you can be tempted and changed by your surroundings. But if you're just led by the Word of God and by faith, you can't be. No matter what it looks like, God's with me. No matter what it looks like, he's coming through. Period. Doesn't look like it. I don't care what it looks like. Didn't look like he was going to part the Red Sea either, but he did.
Amen.
Looked like they were going to die. Right? Looks like they're taken out. Got out of Egypt, going to die here. Don't see any way around it. But what'd he do? Bam.
Yep.
And God will do that over and over for us. He is a good God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Go to Jeremiah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Such a good God. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. You getting the picture of this?
Yeah.
And will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Let's go through that part again. Verse 8, this is the man who trusts in the Lord. What's he going to be like? Now get the picture. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters. The waters, what's that? That's nourishment. That's life. He's planted right there, right next to him. That's the one that trusts in the Lord. Planted, hooked up right with the life source. God. Think about it. The King of the universe, you're hooked up with him. We're not far away from the source. We are hooked up right with him. And he's the Almighty. Just like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. Why? Because hooked up to the life. Hooked up to the source. Right there. So I'm not going to fear when stuff starts coming down that looks bad for other trees. I'm hooked up with the water. I'm hooked up with the life source. So when it gets bad, I don't have to fear. This is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope, expectation is in the Lord. Notice it didn't say your hope or expectation is in your job. Notice it didn't say your hope or expectation is in your spouse. It didn't say to look to people or to things. It didn't say to look to economy. It didn't say to look who's having any given office, president, senators, local. Doesn't say, don't look to them. It says, whose hope is in the Lord.
Amen.
Can God use your job? Yes. Can he use your spouse? Yes. But we don't look to them as our source. It says, but its leaf will be green, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought. Drought. Stuff's not coming down. Things aren't looking like they're going well. But this one, this tree is hooked up to the river. And we can be just like that, hooked up with God, that it doesn't matter. Everybody else is anxious. Everybody else is flipping out. But we know we're hooked up with our God. Doesn't look good. I'm still hooked up to the life giver. He can handle anything. And he said he'd be with me in trouble, so he's here. He said he'd deliver me and honor me. With long life, that he would satisfy me and show me my salvation. So I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. We're going to see this thing through. It says, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Won't cease from yielding fruit. Don't plan for bad things to come. No, we're going over. We're going to have plenty. He'll bring us through.
Yes.
He'll bring us through this. And over, we're going to continue to serve him and go forward. He's a good God. And he's an abundant God, and he takes care of us. I don't have to be troubled. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in him. Lean not on your own understanding. What would that include? All the things you can see, you can feel, the way you perceive the world?
Yeah.
Don't lean on that.
Right.
Don't look to that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't look at what you can see and feel and touch and your understanding. We have a very small understanding.
Yeah.
Very small understanding. Very small understanding.
Yeah.
I don't care how smart we are, how old we are, compared to him, it's small.
Yeah.
We have a small understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Look to him no matter what's going on. In the middle of trouble, that would include, right?
Yeah.
In all your ways, no matter what's going on, acknowledge him. In the middle of it, when I don't feel it, my heart is tempted to be troubled, in the middle of that, look to him and acknowledge him. And look back to him.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm tempted to go over here, but I'm going to acknowledge him. God, I'm just going to acknowledge you. What would you have me to do here? I know it looks really bad. Man, I want to run over here. But what would you say? Just say calm and get direction from him, because he knows what to do right in the middle of that. The best thing is just to say, God, I'm going to acknowledge you right now. Boy, I feel like screaming and running around in circles. But right now, I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to be at peace. Lord, what do you want me to do? What's the way out? Show me. You have it.
Amen.
And just wait on him.
Amen.
He's there in the midst of trouble. And what he say would happen? He shall direct your path. He'll show us the way out. He'll show us what we need to know. He knows what's going on. My Bible in the margin says, to make smooth or straight your paths. So he shall make it smooth and straight, your paths. What? If we'll just acknowledge him. Just look to him. He knows. Just look to him. Say, God, which way? Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Yeah.
He can work with it. Any situation. Nothing's too difficult for him.
Hallelujah.
He is working with each one of us. Another translation of that says, he will lead you in the best path for your life. He will lead you in the best pathway for your life. He's working on each of us right now. And it's a preordained path that he has. God saw us before we were even here, and he has a plan and an intention for what he wants us to do. And he said that everything, no matter what we get thrown, he knew what was going to happen. He has backup plans and backup plans and backup plans. We don't have to do it all perfect. We don't have to do everything perfect. We just have to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
We mess up, acknowledge him. He can fix it. He still said he'd direct our paths, right?
Yeah.
He didn't ask us to be perfect. He just asked us to look to him.
Thank you.
If we'll just keep looking to him, we can't lose.
If
we'll just stay hooked up with him, he said all things work together for good. For those who love him and are called according to his purpose. We love him, we're called. And we have an ordained plan of Almighty God that we are on. And we are on a mission, whether we know it or not. And as we walk that mission out, God is working. Satan tries to throw a fiery dart at us here. He tries to throw us something here. He's trying to get us to go over here. But if we'll just keep acknowledging and say, no, in the middle of this, God's working this out for my good. I'm going to acknowledge you. I'm going to look after you. We just stay straight. And he straightens out those paths. And he does it again. And he does it again. And he does it again. And as we go through life and we get stronger and we see him do it. And we see him do it again. And he came through for us here. And we just get stronger. And then the devil keeps trying the same old tricks, and we just say, no, I know what's coming. No, I know what's coming. And we're just marching through life, just like a bulldozer, backed in the purpose of Almighty God, knowing what we're supposed to do, knowing that it can't be stopped, and knowing that we're going to make it strong and secure. No matter what the enemy throws at us, he's with us. He'll deliver us, and we'll see the other side. You just see yourself not in the midst of that. That's not the end. I see myself down there. I see myself through this. I will acknowledge him. We can't be stopped like that. We are children of Almighty God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are so good, that each of these, everybody in here, has a call of God on their life. Lord God, that you are doing things right now, working right now for our good. Right now, you're working for our good. Marvelous things are coming down the pike.
Yes.
Marvelous things. Things that if you told us, we wouldn't even be able to really understand everything, because we can't see everything between here and there. We'd say, how could that be, God? Well, we haven't seen everything and all the things that he's going to do in between.
Amen.
Marvelous things coming down the pathway. Lord God, we just choose to look to you right now, wherever we are. Sunny, if it looks like it's, you know, dark right now, Lord, we know you're with us, that you're for us, that you're on our side, and that the angels are working together. They're working on our behalf, making things happen. They're here to minister for the saints. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you that you're working. We choose to side with you and to stay on your side and to still say the word in the midst of everything and say, God, you're helping us. You're for us. You're working. We see ourselves on the other side and we see ourselves blessed and prosperous and strong. We see our family strong. We see our children strong. We see our spouse strong, our relationship strong. We see our work situation strong. Bible says to let the weak say, I'm strong. Well, they're weak, but they say, I'm strong. They're agreeing with God. I'm strong. Let them say, I'm strong when they're weak. But God says, I'm strong. God said, He'll be with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you.